Taloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malole Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Maloelelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, e Momo Lava Piki, Pete Tato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mate Ola Matema Lohi Kumawe Gitato, Okatino in Tato Tamahaina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga hei tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ea ma East Tamaki Healthcare mo te ngā lue mahalohi ma te tautua mo a tātou kāinga pahe huka I Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, Te Ama.
Mahalo ni, talo falapa, mahalo lelei ni sambula vinaka. Kia orana, en whakalo falahi atu. Kia ora koutou katoa. And as we normally do, we will start our program with the word of prayer. And I will ask our sister Susiana to actually open us with the prayer. Let us pray.
Ke fai tō loto. Yesu, te ariki I te atua whakaora mātou tō tasi. Te anganga tapu, te mitau suaswani, te oranga tēnei. Whawhitai mātou mō tāe o tēnei, tamana arofan whakatoka mai nei koe. Kono whātou mātou I roto I sekunga tapu pēnei tamana arofa. Sekunga ko kese tamana arofa mai au whakaswanga. Whawhitai mātou mō te ola mō te mārosi mai se roto whawhitai. I tau tama whangasere ko Iesu Kristo ni mate mō mātou. Ko māngaro I ngā sara mātou I te oranga tēnei. Te atua, alofa mai koe fisoswa ni mai koe ki runga I mātou. Tak toktasi mai se roti porokarame whakawhianga I mō mātou. Ke alofa mai koe ki runga I mātou fisoswa ni mai ki oko fokiro ki roto I rātou. I whakaimisaki, whalipuipui, tamariki fuka alofa, se aini ko ngā manofo. Tā ngata whakaalofa mwhaafine te atua. Ka langa mātou ki au whakamanuianga, mōri mālofa ki pui pui ki rungai rātou. Ke mwhaine rātou, ura vea koe Iesu Kristo, ia koe kutu whakaola toko tasi. I mwhaine koe whakasau o langa o rātou. Pui pui le reo mai moko tia o te o langa tēnei tamana alofa. Whangai ne koe rātou ki mea kai o te ola tamana alofa mō waifia kai. Te atua mātou ke tasi katoa I au whakamanianga. Se ipuri a mātou te porokarame tēni whakawhianga I mō taina ko whale, koe ki alofa mai. Tuku mai te potam te mālosi. te ma fau fau lei ko te me fai ni ma tau fai patingi na me ko rai fina ngaro ko ike fau mani ane koe whanau roto i ako a konga whanau roto i ngā ruenga mai se iloa tūvalu toke lau fiti mō Samoa Tonga so pelafo ki so se konga i tera olangi tēnei tamana arofa ke manui a katoa whanau roto i ako a konga anga sala me se te whawhianga i mātou mkoe mai Yesu Kirisu te ariki whakaora mātou tapotasi koe ke arofa mai whakamurumore whakamā whakamāngaro mai ona ko Yesu tēnei e tino ngāti mātou ni Amen.
CD decided to stop in the middle of this song, which is not a problem at all. Kia ora na talo falava, ma lo le soifua. And so for this morning, we have a very special guest with us, and his name is Jaritha Disanayake, and with the MA Professional Communication and MA by Research Deakin University, Australia. Talofa lava. And so, Jaritha is a professional journalist over two decades, presents his own radio program weekly in Sinhala language in Australia since 2003. From a diversity point of view, New Zealand's ethnic composition is rapidly changing, with Auckland now boasting more cultural diversity than London Ethnic Media Forum 2014. So following provides a brief outline of ethnic radio in New Zealand, which broadcasts in various languages across the country. As Christchurch-based Plains FM established in 1988, broadcast in 15 foreign languages, plainsfm.org.au/2016. Planet FM, based in Auckland, broadcast program in more than 40 languages. Planetaudio.org.nz 2016. Wellington Access Radio was established in 1981 and broadcasts over 80 programs in more than 25 different languages. Accessradio.org.nz 2016. Radio Tarana, airing on Amplitude Modulation AM in New Zealand's only fully-fledged Asia-Pacific commercial radio station catering for the Indian communities, which recorded a Hindi-language listenership of around 80,000-plus in the Greater Auckland area. Tarana.co.nz 2015. Radio City FM, established in 2012 in Hamilton, and number 39's first Hindi 24-hour radio station, RadioCityFM.co.nz in 2015. And AM 936 Chinese Radio, Chinese Voice, is the only Chinese radio channel broadcasting solely in Mandarin. It is based in Auckland and was established in 2004. ChineseVoice.co.nz 2016. These facts prove that New Zealand ethnic broadcasting is very healthy and is a significant industry to study. So right now I'm going to put Jaritha on to introduce himself and to give you a little bit more of himself. So welcome and good morning to you, Sarita.
Good morning, Faleg. Thank you very much for inviting me to on air with you. What I'm doing is back in Australia. I'm from Australia, and as Fale introduced me, we're finding out what is the most appropriate radio program model for ethnic listeners, language other than English listeners in back in Australia. So therefore, this is our comparison. This is our compared model. What's happening, we have to find out whether what's happening all around the world, and finding out that New Zealand is comparing to Australia, they are far ahead. So this is a special moment for me. For the first time in my life, I had never seen five languages in one program. It's very interesting. You with one program, you are able to address five different ethnic communities or the language groups. This is one positive thing. I want to take it back to Australia. This is quite different from Australian perspective, because they are strict to one particular radio program, stick to that particular ethnic language group. But you are more broader and more interesting. You are addressing wants with your capabilities. You are addressing five different groups. That's what I want to explore this program or the radio station, especially with Fale Pukas radio program. Thank you very much having me on your radio program. And again, I want to wish you all the best, because your attempt is highly appreciated, because your commitment for the community radio to empower different ethnic groups, different communities, is highly essential in a multicultural society like New Zealand.
That is so good. It's a pleasure to have you on the program, as you have explained. Yes, that's what we're all about, is when we can help, you know, yes, we will do it. And you have been listening to our beautiful listeners. You know what? I want to give you a very, very special welcome this morning. Thank you for tuning in. As always, I sit here, look out through the window. I actually see a little bit of breeze, but the sun is out. Praise God, you know, for the sun, and also the fact that he has woken us up this beautiful morning. And remember, I always do remind you, you know, make sure that you drink a lot of water. And also remind yourself that it's a miracle that you woke up, that you're able to listen in, because a lot of people didn't wake up this morning, and tonight will be somebody's last good night. So before we bring on the next, we're going to just have a little bit of break and enjoy this music. Welcome back to our beautiful listeners, especially to our very, very special guest speaker today. You have been listening and you will continue to listen to Jaritha, who is a professional journalist over two decades, presents his own radio program weekly in Sinhala language in Australia since 2013. But right now, you're going to be listening to our Tuvaluan speaking guest, yes, and her name is my special sister and friend is Susiana, and she will speak to you in her Tuvaluan language. Talofalava, kia koe Susiana toko usolo e pele toko mafofo.
Talofafale faftai mate avanuanga, ya faftai foki setai na pele foki te mafofau. Faftai la simo te avanuanga ko au mai te tai o tēnei ia ko whai atu se tamāwhai pati ngai winga mo te a mo te te alofa te atua mo te olanga tēnei me kausaki mai e iau mua mua o siki tako whaftai o naroa ko masaki mo tūranga keskese wa kua konga ni whakawhia ngai mo au pela foki mtūranga o tamariki iloto i kā inga iloto ia kua konga. Ia, taime tēnei whaftai au ona ko kwa kwa konga ko kōtini whakata unu te te atua kōtini mawhai o maua ne tūranga whakawhia fia ona loa ko tēna whakatasi mai mō mō au mai se loa te kausaki ngai tausanga e uke ko mawhai e o maua se tūranga i pepa i lota ia kwa konga whakawhitai te atua mo tōu tau alofa. Tane tonu au mo ise ai tau alofa am tau whakatasi mai e se mawhaine au ofa i se mea i te olanga tēnei. Whaftai mo tau ngā soa tau taina tēnei ko whale mo te soswani foki mo tūlanga keskese mai se ro te wā o kuk te atua ia o whanau ka inga mai se lo foki fai a konga ia kuma fai ne au o maua se e tūranga fia fia i loto i te a i loto i a kua konga te alai whakawhitai whakawhitai lasi mo te avanuanga tēnei te whaipatinga mahalunga mo te tai au tēnei mo a tātou e furitua ka fai tātou e uke a porokalame mene whakawhita auri ki runga i te olanga o tātou. Ataku fautuanga mo tātou i te tai o tēnei. Tātou ke tere ki te atua. Tātou ke tere ki te aliki. Me e maua mai e ia te olanga sau katoa, te olanga file mu. E tokou ke atino e whaipati pēlā pēlā. Ka e manatua ne koe, ko tou wā mo te aliki e tā uatu. E mawhai e o maua mea lei te olanga tēnei.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much. You have been listening to Susiana Faletiute. She is actually such a beautiful woman, and I wish you could see her, and a mother, and also a qualified early childhood education teacher. And that's a little bit about her. But right now, again, we're going to have a little bit of music. So, you know, you can either sing along with us. Talofalava and Fakalofalahiatu. You were listening to the Niwen gospel songs from their choir. Beautiful, wasn't it? And otherwise, you have been listening to Susiana Faletiute, who is a beautiful woman and a mother, as well as a qualified early childhood education teacher. And that's her background. And she's very, very passionate about children, and hence the reason why she wanted to be an early childhood education teacher. But right now, you're going to be listening to Jaritha, who is from Australia. He is a professional journalist. Over two decades, presents his own radio program weekly in Sinhala language in Australia since 2003. And I am so privileged and blessed to actually have him here in the studio with me right now. And so I'm going to welcome him back in Fijian, Nisambulavinaka, and welcome back, Jaritha.
Yes, thank you very much. This is a very, mentioned earlier, this program is very important and unique. I want to say it is unique because they're using few languages at once. It's very rare to in radio world, because usually radio are dedicated to specific language groups or specific groups. So this is addressing wider groups, and it's pretty interesting. And the way Fale is handling it, she using English language as a link for the whole program, and she's giving conclusions for every segment in English. If it is in other languages, the other thing is now minutes ago you played Nguyen language song that was from the local artist. That is how the communities are empowered with community radio. Community radio is always by the community and for the community. It is so, therefore, it is pretty interesting to listen this program. I have already listened this program before I come here via podcast, but I privileged to visit, observe this one, how it happens, and how they preparing for the program, and how organized. And I realized that a lot of language groups, whether they are not belongs to that particular groups, but they're listening because they know at least they got a song in their representing their ethnic language group. That is the nature of community broadcasting. It's completely different from commercial radio or the public radio program model. Community language. This is the right community radio program model. I am proud to say this program is an example for the whole world.
Thank you so much. So we say in Tuvalu. How do you say in Tuvalu? Thank you to Jaritha.
Itengana Tuvalu. We say thank you.
Thank you very much.
So yes, you have heard what he said. He's finding it quite interesting. Well, we can only give glory back to God, you know, for actually, I'm supposed to be in Cook Islands right now, but I'm here. You are listening to my voice. And so that trip of my holiday was cancelled, and say I'm able to be here actually with Jaritha from Australia. And so I am going to give you something in the Samoan language. So Talo falava malo le soifua ma le langi mama faftai tele le lofo le tuo ona ua mawhai ona tato toiau lia maile nei tai au fo le olama le malosi faftai mo ana whamanuianga i tele mo i tato e faftai foi ona ole mana waola ola na mea lofa le mo i tato ae meise ole tele o whamanuianga na te lilingi mai mo i tato i aso taitasi a ole isi tūlanga e maua loa le taalima le faamanu ya maile atua pei fo ele le wangalo ya itato ana toi fafo ele fafitai malvi inga a ya e faamanatu mai e fo ele ya itato le tuulanga lea e vave lava na tato tapa ia ele tama e faamule mole au mai mea tautimana oi ya e au ola isi teimi wangalo wale vave na toi fafo ia ele fafitai ya ole sina a faasoa le mo itato ona ole tele o moli mau o te fia a watuina ma faasoa atu ile mamalu ole atu no upelo sa moa etu saema le tofa afafunga mai le netai afo ona ole to otelo itato a e yaitu langa faapia ifia maua lose a sifosoani ya e vave lava na tato talo ile atua ya ole tu langa lava lema ole talifo ile mo itato umalava Moa tātou whānau, tātou te talongo e lātou, po whea lawa le mea o iai, uo matatua fo e lātou, ua ola, whaifo e lātou, ainga. Ia o tātou ngā luenga manu o lea o maua le ola, mo olo o tātou soifua. O lea tātou ngā luenga, ta māma tina o le te talopia mo a tātou whānau. O se tūlanga lea o te fia whāso atuai. Whapena, ae, mo le neifo e lātaimi. Se tu e... Fafafonga mai lava e sesi moli mau a le tatou so matango fie lea ia susiana faletiute e tu sae fo emalana ngā luenga faapitoa wa oa oina e oia ia ile vaainga ma lea oa oina o tamaiti wa faema fo tuspa ia ia oa ole tamaitu sa maonala a oina matua ele to e te ese ai ia tu e whakatalo fatu ki a koe toko uso ngā lilo ki a susiana
ia talo fa Fale faftai mute avanoanga. O fia fia ki o faitala mo goitaya o tene mai se lo te kau fagalongo longo. O nara ko fasoanga te atua ki runga I tūlanga o tato taki toko tasi. Mai taimine whanau I e tato e keoko mai fukiroki taimi tene. Ia, se ai se mea e mwhain tato o fai ka whangana ko tea. Ko tea vatua viki inga mtavainga ki te tautamana te rai runga te rangi. Aua me yo ia te rao langi, yo ia foki te rangi. Yo ia foki a manuia, e au mai ne ia mo tātou taki toko tasi. Ko aku ako ngai whakawhia ngai mo ngā lue ngai whakawhia ngai, ia e uke tūranga kese kese, e oko ke ia aku ako ngai mo tūranga o ngā lue ngā, kai ko te atua yo ia whakasoanga mo tūranga, ka whakatūranga ne ia tātou ki runga I tūranga o manuia I te oranga tēnei.
Whaftai. So yes, welcome back. You've been listening to these two beautiful guests, you know. But right now we're going to have another track. Stay with us, we'll be right back. I think it's time for you to actually do exercises, right? So you can get up and start doing a tamure. Welcome back to our beautiful guest. That is Susiana Faletiute. and the one all the way from Australia, and his name is Karitha Disanayake. And he's sitting in the studio with me, and he's just like, did you just pick someone then? I said, yes. And he says, and what was the other one? I said, oh, well, you're going to hear it soon. But I'll just put him back on again, just so you can hear his voice. And I'm going to greet him in the Tokelau language. Taloha ni? E amai koe?
How are you? Pretty interesting.
How are you feeling so far? You've got a nice smile on your face.
Of course, it's a very, it's a good experience for me as a broadcaster. I was experiencing how you're twisting languages within, without dropping your listenership. You are able to address different language groups. This is what we need. And at the same time, you are talking with different issues in with our guest Susie, and having me as well. This is real community broadcasting experience. No commercial aspect of this program. So they completely dedicated for the communities in New Zealand. As well as she said, some people listening from overseas, from Australia or USA. So that is the way, because they listening to this program, it is valid for them. They have an interest for this content and the way she presents. So, Fale, I wish you all the best in your venture or this project or the radio program. I don't say it's not a simple one, and your talent as because you fluent in a couple of languages, it's big. That is the advantage of this program. And as I said earlier, I was in Wellington for the last couple of weeks, and I experienced for the first time in my life that is the bilingual radio programs. Now I realized how many languages can adapt into one particular radio program. So it's not boring. It's not boring. I mean, it's pretty interesting for me. Some of the parts I cannot understand, but I think Fale have that ability to connect all ethnic groups or the language groups at this point. Well done, Fale.
Oh, you're welcome. You know what? What makes me happy, it gives me satisfaction that I'm able to help somebody.
Yes, of course.
You know, and I hope that's made your trip well, you know, worth it coming from whatever that you are needing from this, you know, and I'm glad that we can accommodate and make you feel part of us already. You know, the fact that you're actually running your own radio program weekly in Sinhala. So I'm going to ask you, can you please speak the Sinhala language?
Oh, මට හොඳට සිංහල කතා කරන්න පුළුවන්. ඔබ සියලු දෙනාටම බොහොම ස්තුතියි.
Wow. Can you interpret that, please?
Yes, I did. Thank you for everyone. And I can speak Sinhala very well.
And because of that, we're going to be listening to the Niuean language right now. Here we go. Okay. So this CD is also not so very loud this morning. It stopped halfway through, but it's fine. It's just fine. I wish I had brought my ukulele so I could actually sing to you live, but I didn't. I didn't realize that, you know, the CD is not going to do that on me, but that's quite fine. And actually, I attended training yesterday. It's about mental health first aid. And I just want to share a little bit something from that training with you. And the question is, what is mental health? There are different ways of defining the term mental health. Some definitions emphasize positive psychological well-being, whereas others see it as the absence of mental health problems. Being healthy is more than just not being sick. Health involves the physical, social, emotional, spiritual, and cultural well-being of the individual and their whole community. A person is healthy when all these parts of their life are in balance, and they can help their family, look after their children and others, perform well at work or school, and have good friendships. The words social and emotional well-being are often used to talk about this broad understanding of life and health. Good social and emotional well-being involves good mental health and also cultural, spiritual, and social well-being. It includes not just individuals' well-being, but also the well-being of their family and community. So, yeah, I thought I'll just share that a little bit with you and include emotional, cultural, thinking, spiritual, behavior, social, physical. And it takes four dimensions to the whole being, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and socially. So we cannot talk about one part of the body without recognizing the rest that makes a whole being. So right now I am going to get my beautiful sister, Susiana Valetute, to share a little bit more in the Tuvaluan language. You were listening to this CD that decided not to sing all the way in Niuean. Fakalofa lahiatu. Talofa togoso.
Yeah, talofa falem de vanuanga faftailasi. Yeah. Ako. Time tene ko fai patingi na unala ko parangalami ko fafiangai mo matou. Kite tulanga o te kausaki inga tene I te olanga tene te fakafiangai o tatou mo. A te maalosi mo te soaswani kirunga I te foitino o lalei o tatou. E se ai se mea e mafain tatou o fai bangana Yesu Kristo e se fakatasimai kirunga I tou olanga. Ko te olanga a file mu te olanga fia fia te olanga malosi e mai katoa ne te ariki me ka fai e se fakatasi mai te ariki a tātou e se mawhai roan tātou o maua se foitino lei ka e fia fia I a gati kona mu sosane mai konei a pai sua feitu e masake I a mamse bai oko e mai I o pera foke me manatuan tātou me te foitino katoa foko safa. Ya, yeah, aute mea tāua. Ko te atua roi whakana tātou ki, por kalami fai, e fai ne tātou. Gāti la tēnā te whaipati ngā vai vai mai kone I Paftai Fale. Kaina ko Fale.
Paftai, thank you very much, my beautiful sister Susiana. So let's try and have this other track and see whether it will be obedient to me. How about that? Here we go. Yesu Keliso Lotato Faola Vi Ialetua Alleluia. We've come to the end, towards the end of our program. You know what? We've had such fun that the time just like flew, you know. And so I'm just gonna put him back on. Kavisa Disanayake, who is from Australia, running his own radio program weekly in Sinhala language. And so this chance for you, what would you like to say to your listeners?
Fale, we all have dreams. My initial contact with Planet FM station manager, Jo Halstead, I said, okay, I want, when we are conversing, I said, I want to observe one particular radio program. All other up to her to choose, but this I want to see this program. This is five language radio program because I had never experienced that. Okay, one of my dreams came true now. I have witnessed it. Okay, I have a big experience to take back to Australia because to develop new model for Australia, ethnic listeners in Australia, it's very helpful, this particular chance. Thank you me having me on board, Fale Puka, and you tried, I know, very hard to fix this time. Quickly, thank you very much, everyone. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you, Charissa Disanayake. May God continue to bless you and to fulfill your plans and your vision to glorify him. Yeah. Sister.
Yeah.